we move to black horror films. One of the best films of this past year was Get Out, directed by Jordan Peele. Peele created a scary movie that tackles racism in a very provocative way. Get Out marks a watershed moment in the history of black horror movies, especially compared to the 1915 film The Birth of a Nation, directed by D.W. Griffith. The Birth of a Nation was not a black horror film, but it was definitely horrific in the way it portrayed African Americans. Robin Means Coleman is a professor at the University of Michigan, and she's the author of Horror Noir, Blacks in American Horror Films from the 1890s to Present.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
A real turning point in the way African Americans were portrayed in horror films occurred in 1968 with the release of George A. Romero's genre-defining zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. What was so groundbreaking about Night of the Living Dead?
Night of the Living Dead, one of my favorite movies, is incredible on two fronts. The first is that Romero introduces this character, a black character named Ben. Up until this point, there had been a history in horror films where blacks were really mistreated. The blacks in horror films followed the kind of D.W. Griffith stereotyping where they were depicted as deficient and deviant. Romero doesn't do that. In fact, Ben is, he is smart, he's resourceful, he is in some ways quite the intellectual, and what we see is Ben trapped in this remote cabin, surrounded by the undead who are really trying to get them and eat them, and Ben is navigating both the horrors on the outside of this cabin, but also what is sort of horrific on the inside of the cabin, which is negotiating complex race and gender relationships.
We gotta fix these boards. You're crazy. Those things are gonna be in every window and door in this place. We've got to get down into the cellar.
Go down in that damn cellar. Get out of here!
I'm taking the girl with me.
You leave her here. Keep your hands off her. And everything else that's up here, too. Because if I stay up here, I'm fighting for everything up here. And the radio and the food is part of what I'm fighting for. Now, if you're going down the cellar, get...
Yeah, and we should point out that unlike in The Birth of a Nation, Ben is played by a black actor, a gentleman by the name of Dwayne Jones. So the ending of Night of the Living Dead is very powerful. Can you talk a bit about that?
Ben emerges. He survives the night, and he's the sole survivor of this horrific kind of zombie holocaust, and he survives all of the turmoil that's happening inside the cabin, and he emerges, and the sun is rising, and he's victorious, and then he's killed. He's not killed by zombies. He's killed by the police. He's killed by sheriffs, and in the case of Night of the Living Dead, these were real officers who were cast in the film.
Let's go check out the house. There's something there. I heard a noise. All right, Vince, hit him in the head, right between the eyes. Good shot. Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
So he's killed by Pennsylvania state troopers, who then do something far worse, if you can imagine that, which is to essentially burn him on a pyre. And we've seen the kinds of horrific images of slaves being burned and burned alive, and so it evokes all of those memories, and it was just such a blow, and it was real.
Yeah, and the officers in the narrative of the film, we're led to believe that the police officers who shot Ben mistook him for a zombie. Or are we?
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what I love about the openness of the text.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, you know, and I think Romero leaves that sufficiently open that perhaps they think that he's a zombie, and at the same time, perhaps, in the back of our minds, we're supposed to think that, well, police officers are fairly used to shooting first and figuring out what's happening later, and especially black men.
Yeah, and that's especially relevant these
days,
unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. During the credits, we see this series of still images of the handling of Ben's body, that they use hooks to take him over to a fire and burn him. You say that those look like, that the still images over the credits look like they could be the weathered photos of Emmett Till.
Lynching imagery for sure.
Come more quickly.
Let's fast forward to February 2017 and the release of Jordan Peele's Get Out. Can you give us a brief outline of the film's plot without, of course, revealing too many spoilers?
So Get Out focuses on a black male character, Chris Washington, and his girlfriend, who is white, Rose Armitage. They're taking a road trip from Brooklyn, an urban space, a very diverse space, and they're going to visit Rose's family, the Armitages, who are in a really quite white suburban space. And so this is going to be a movie about how Chris navigates this predominantly white space.
By the way, I would have voted for Obama for a third term if I could. Best president in my lifetime, hands down.
I agree, yeah.
At least that's what we think it's going to be about. Because when Chris arrives, he realizes that this is a family who is deeply involved in medicine. And ultimately, he comes to realize that they're involved in medical experimentation. And so Chris is now fighting for his life in this movie.
Do you have a favorite scene in the film?
I do, and it's a subtle scene. It's not one that folks will point to. I think many audiences will point to the ending in Chris's relationship with his best friend, Rod, who is a TSA agent. But there's another scene performed by actress Betty Gabriel. She portrays Georgina. And what we know about Georgina is that she's the maid in this home. She's the black maid in this home. But if you know the plot line of Get Out, she's also something else. And so her blackness and this something else that is monstrous is trapped in a single body. And so Georgina is physically showing this battle, this internal battle that is happening. And so she is able to laugh and cry real tears at the same time.
If there's too many white people, I get nervous, you know.
Oh, no. Aren't you something? That's not my experience. Not at all. The Armitages are so good to us. They treat us like family.
It is a heart-wrenching scene, and you know just how terrible, how awful these experiments are for black bodies.
How do you think white audiences experience Get Out versus how black audiences experienced it? I'm guessing they had to have experienced it differently.
White and black audiences alike, I think, really liked this film, if box office numbers are any indication. But the other thing that Get Out does is that it, in some ways, picks up where George Romero left off and demands that we all pay attention to our social, our political, our cultural context. And so Get Out demands that we pay attention to race relationships. It demands that we pay attention to issues such as redlining and white flight and the creation of so-called white topias, to use Rich Benjamin's language. So it's asking us to say, how far have we really come in understanding the commonalities and also the unique cultural difference between blacks and whites?